The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. There they are. You can see them in the gym. Dozens of people navigating nowhere fast, enough of them to power a medieval galley. But they are slaves only to fitness.
You have spin out there, you have cardiovascular yoga, but for me, the perfect combo of strength and cardio has become rowing.
And 34-year-old Ben Hagen is not alone. More after this from Charlie. Rowing machines have been around for a while, but I have a feeling it was the series House of Cards that made them cool again, when politician Frances Underwood needs to unwind after a long day of lying, intimidation, and backstabbing. He uses a rowing machine. CBS's Marley Hall visited City Row in New York City, where teacher Annie Mulgrew says rowing has now become so popular she has to turn students away.
Mulgrew says the intense high-cardio workout uses 85% of a person's muscles, but is still easy on the body.
It's a total body workout that is low in impact, meaning you're not going to put a lot of strain on your joints. You're not jumping around. It's not hard on the body.
But it does require coordination. If you're worried about looking silly in public, you can find instructional videos on the internet to get a feel before you go in.
There are three things you need to remember: the order, the power, and the timing.
There is some power.
That was good?
That was good!
That was hard.
Of course, it's supposed to be hard. Unlike the old rowing machines, the latest models have you powering a paddle inside an actual water tank, which for fans like Ben Hagen is much more satisfying than a treadmill or a spin class.
I love the competitiveness when you're in a classroom setting. It's not necessarily competition within others in the class, but with yourself.
And health experts will tell you that for people who spend all day hunched over a computer screen, or TV politicians who spend all day grasping for more power, it's just what your upper back needs. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.